Chris Watkin back again with the wonderful Nathan Emerson, who's the new CEO of Property Mark. Nathan, why are only a third of letting agents and approximately a quarter of estate agents members of Property Mark?
I think that's actually a brilliant statistic, Chris. If you look at a lot of industries, and bearing in mind this is voluntary in our sector as well, I think what that actually highlights is there are a considerable contingent of estate agencies out there and individuals that want to aspire to be at the right level. At the end of the day, we are a profession. We're an unregulated profession at the moment, which obviously we are heading towards regulation with ROPA. To actually say that you're heading along into that with 25 to 30% of an industry already engaged is absolutely fantastic. Would we like to get it to 40 and 50%? Absolutely we would. I think that's Property Mark. We've got some work to do to deal with that, because we have a lot of a lot of interest, a lot of courses going on, and a lot of non-members that do actually attend courses and training and various other things that we do. Our job probably is to try and gradually bring a few more of those into membership as well, really.
Okay, but do you think Property Mark's direction is good when the two diametrically opposed National Association of Estate Agents and ALA have been brought together artificially under one banner?
So let's start with that very quick question. It's not just sales and lettings. We also have on top of that commercial. We also have inventories. We also have auctions as well. So I don't think they've been brought together under one banner. We have all of the disciplines in the industry under one overarching brand, effectively. And do sales and lettings correlate? I've been, and do both, Chris. And actually, if you look at a lot of estate agencies today, ones that would necessarily probably, it's gone many years ago, you're either letting agent or a selling agent. Most estate agencies now will offer lettings, and most lettings agencies will offer sales or in vice versa. There is more correlation than people realise. There are certain points during a journey where things become different. But let's be honest, if you follow the basis of a property viewing through to a letting or a property viewing through to a sale, the process all the way along until you get to that offer point is actually pretty similar. Yes, you have a different functionality between agreeing a sale or letting to somebody moving in. But actually, the whole journey, the steps and the processes are not as different as people think.
Do you think ROPA will increase membership for Property Mark?
I think that depends on how ROPA's implemented, Chris, if I'm honest. As a membership body, we are a voice of our membership. We are often used as the industry's voice piece. And let me put that in perspective for you. If you're stood in the desert at the moment and there's a tree which has got some coconuts and some leaves, that's your shade and that's your water. And at the moment, there's one tree in the desert. And actually, do you support that tree and do you help that tree grow and provide more shade and more water for everybody? Or do you try and cut it down? And I think Property Mark is one of those organisations that people do know is there. It has made a big difference. If regulation or ROPA comes around, I hope that more people want to go there, because they equally, on a voluntarily basis, over and above a regulatory point of view, actually want to have that overarching cover, really.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.